Yeah, they made us day students because they are based on the fact that they were scared the boys will come at us in the night and beat us up like they planned doing. They had to call us back because after what they did, framing us up and everything, they had to call us back. But I know that we were like finding means to make it seem like they were merciful, but they were not merciful. So I had to come as a day student. The two of us, we're now day students. Yeah.
Before they took this decision, did they meet your parents?
My uncle was over here. My mother was in Accra then. My uncle was over here. But when they were taking that decision, it was my uncle who was around. And the Board of Governors settled the case and they decided to push the school to call us back.
Now, since you reported to school, has there been any stigma from your colleagues?
Not really. My classmates are like, oh, Rex, you're back. We had to get you back, right? You were not supposed to be at home. I've been going to my house. I've been walking around feeling the school. Nobody does anything to me. That is it.
Are there any special arrangements for you to catch up with your colleagues? I know for sure you guys have been in the house for 2 months.
Yes. Yeah. As for my other friend, I don't really know. But as for me, a teacher of mine asked me to be coming over. So he'll be taking me through some classes to be able to catch up with my friends.
What kind of inconveniences has this decision brought to you?
It has really affected me though. One, financially, you have to come in and out, transport. Financially, it has really drained me. Secondly, I was at a place, I wouldn't say I was maltreated, but I didn't really like the treatment I was given. So I had to move from that place to another place. Now it's like I've been jumping from here to there. And mostly, I have to come to school, go back. I don't get enough time that I want to study. That is what it has brought, but I'll manage.